New York State has recently passed one of the most liberal abortion laws in the country. One New York resident and business owner decided to make his own statement against this unjust new law. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is John Speed, who is a bookstore owner in the Syracuse, New York area. John, thank you for joining us on the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, for the rest of us outside of the state of New York, tell us about the law that Governor Andrew Cuomo recently signed into law.
Well, they call it the Reproductive Health Act, and basically what it does is it allows abortions in the state of New York after 24 weeks, so right up to birth is my understanding. They're claiming that it's for the health of the mother, whether that includes mental and emotional health seems to be kind of up for discussion. It wasn't even clear as the legislators were discussing it. But it seems to be that that would also be included when they say health of the mother. It also makes it possible for non-physicians to perform abortions, so like physicians' assistants. And it also removed various laws on the books that had to do with if a mother tried to abort her own baby at home, it used to be illegal, you know, to do that, to take something to try to force an abortion at home. They removed those stipulations from the code as well. So this whole safe, legal, and rare myth that was started back during the Clinton years, they're just kind of settling for one out of three, making it legal and not really caring whether or not it's safe or rare.
Wow. Okay, tell us about you and your personal decision, at least to forego profits for one day in order to make a statement.
Well, I've always been interested in this issue of abortion, and we did a documentary a few years ago called Babies Are Murdered Here. And so I've always been very interested in this. And when we did everything that we could to try to oppose this. In fact, we even had people from our church at the Capitol building when they were discussing the bill. And obviously it went through. And the night that it went through, I just sort of laid in bed grieving, praying about it, thinking, you know, what could I do, you know, to make a statement? And so I settled on just closing the store for a day and sort of having a day of mourning.
Okay, wait, let's stop for a second. You tell us about yourself. What store are you talking about?
The bookstore that we run. We have a used and rare bookstore in Syracuse. I've been selling used and rare books for like 24 years or so.
So this is your livelihood, really, and you decided to forego a day's worth of profits just in order to make a statement. In fact, let me go ahead and read. There was a photograph someone took of the sign outside your business. It said, "Close today. Today is a day of mourning in New York State. We will not collect sales taxes or tax today for a tyrannical government that murders babies. We will resume regular business tomorrow, collecting sales tax under duress. End abortion now." Okay, your comments.
Yeah, and so that's what we settled on. We put that couple of those signs in our windows and on the door. And I took a picture of it. It got out on Facebook, and, you know, it just went viral. It just resonated with people that, it was something. You know, it was something that could be done. Of course, it's legal because I'm not saying, well, I'm not ever paying sales tax again. And saying I'm, from now on, as I collect it, I'm collecting it under duress. Really, that's always been the case anyway because of the liberal views of our government here in New York. But it just seemed to resonate. And so we ended up getting on, like, the Glenn Beck show and some other program. You know, it got shared by Ben Shapiro and March for Life and Right to Life. Everybody just started sharing this thing all over the place. And we've been getting nothing but phone calls most of the day today. Every few minutes, it seems like we've been getting phone calls and just supporting this sort of thing.
Good. Micaiah Bilger, who I've had on this program many times, she writes for the LifeNews.com or whatever it's called, LifeSite News. She says this, quote, at Life News, "Already one of the most pro-abortion states in America, New York would become even more pro-abortion with this new law. In 2016, 82,000 unborn babies were aborted in New York, with about half being taxpayer-funded." Wow. About half of them are funded by taxpayers, and that would include you.
That's right. Absolutely, it would include us. And that's the part that's really hard to swallow for anyone who's conservative in the state. Some of the phone calls that we've received from people in the state, it's been remarkable. They just break down in tears saying, you know, thank you for doing this. Mm. It's just part of the frustration that it comes from, you know, really having a biblical worldview, living in essentially a pagan land.
Okay, the governor, Cuomo, said, "With the signing of this bill, we are sending a clear message that whatever happens in Washington, women in New York will always have the fundamental right to control their own body." And by the way, I understand that pro-lifers fought this bill for about 10 years, and unfortunately it finally went through because in November there was the election and there were pro-abortion Democrats in control of both state houses, and so this went through finally.
Yeah, it's been on the... Ever since I moved back here in 2011, it seems every year you hear about it, and there's the standard efforts to, you know, contact your legislator and shut it down. But that's right, because in November it shifted to the Democrat control. They've been in a hurry to do this. It was only a week or two into their session, and they're pushing it through.
Yeah, got to make sure we kill those little babies. I mean, that's really what they're saying. Yeah. It's terrible.
Exactly.
Okay, here's something that Steve Ertelt writes. He says, this is Micaiah Bilger, also of Life News. She says, "The law appears to restrict late-term abortions, but it adds a broad health exception for abortions after 24 weeks. By the way, John, you were alluding to that earlier. The exception would allow women to abort unborn babies up to 9 months of pregnancy for basically any reason, including, quote, age, economic, social, and emotional factors, according to New York Right to Life." So essentially, this bill, in effect, outrose Roe v. Wade. In other words, it outdoes Roe v. Wade, because I've read Roe v. Wade, and if you read it, basically, Roe v. Wade goes through this whole kabuki theater, if you will, of making a whole point that all we're talking about is the first trimester. It's only the first trimester that's being targeted here. However, Roe v. Wade, as a Supreme Court decision, January 22nd, 1973, had a companion decision, Doe v. Bolton, which then addresses trimester 2 and 3 and says essentially that, well, if a doctor approves, then it's okay to have abortions for trimesters 2 and 3. So the whole thing gives you abortion on demand. And this new law is more liberal than all of them.
Right. Yep. It seems like it's an attempt to kill as many babies as possible.
Do you see yourself one day just kind of like leaving the state, or how does that work? I'm just curious. I don't know.
You know, that's actually what got me thinking about shutting the store down for a day. I was at first thinking, like, you know, I'm a pastor as well. We're church planting, and our church meets right in the store. If it wasn't for our church, if it wasn't for the fact that we have people here that are, you know, really can't go anywhere else, I would probably do it. I would probably leave and let them, you know, just continue to suffer in their own misery as far as it comes to finances in the city of Syracuse as well as the state of New York. You know, let them not get my sales tax at all, you know. but, you know, at least for the time being, that may come somewhere down the road, I suppose. But for the time being, I just feel like God's called us to stay here and to keep, you know, doing what we can right here. I do think there's something that could be done in upstate yet. I do think that it's possible that the conservative counties and the conservative villages and cities could do the same thing that Cuomo is doing with the federal government, with sanctuary cities and that sort of thing, and immigration. And we just say, look, we're going to have sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties for the unborn in upstate New York. And, you know, just like he's telling the federal government to go pound sand, we could say the same way, okay, well, we're not listening to Albany. We're not listening to the federal government either. In our county, it's going to be a pro-life county. I think that sort of thing could work. I think that could get traction in New York, especially in upstate, where people are pretty well disgusted with what comes out of Albany.
You know, one thing that's interesting is you hear different polls being cited. You know, is America pro-abortion or is it pro-life? In one of these articles I was reading about your particular story and about this new law, it said that according to a national poll conducted by Marist University, 3 in 4 Americans, 75%, say abortion should be limited to, at most, the first 3 months of pregnancy. And this new law, of course, goes way beyond that view.
Right, right. I heard another statistic that most millennials, somewhere around in the neighborhood of 70 to 80%, are pro-life. And that statistic came from Students for Life. So there's a real switch. It's not what they think, I don't think. I think there's a real move towards our position.
You say you've gotten a lot of feedback from people, and virtually all of it's been positive, right? Even a lot of people from New York State itself. Is that right?
Yeah. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback. There's been some negative in our immediate neighborhood around the store. They just don't want us talking about it and sort of disrupting our quiet existence. And but from most of the outlets that carried the story were conservative, and so, you know, it's just resonating with those listeners.
And tell us about your own personal convictions. Why are you pro-life? Why does this issue matter to you?
Well, mainly because God has said in his word, and I'm a Christian, I believe the Bible, and God has said in his word, you shall not kill. And scientifically, there's no denying, and biblically, there's no denying that the baby in the womb is human life and is viable human life. And so you, when you take that life, you are committing murder. Exodus 22 makes it very, very clear that the baby in the womb is considered a life that's worthy of defending in regards to the law. God's law laid out protections for the baby in the womb. And this law that just passed here in New York is a direct, it flies directly in the face of God's law and just direct rebellion against it to say that the baby has just no life, no viability, and has no defense. So it's just wicked. And as Christians, we're called to love our neighbor. And I think we need to love our preborn neighbors as we love ourselves and stand for them.
You know, what's interesting, too, is the abuses that this new law could possibly unleash are yet to be seen. But I don't know if you're familiar with the movie Gosnell. Did you happen to see that movie?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. That was a type of situation where abuses grew because the authorities, that the powers that be, even some Republicans and so forth, look the other way because, hey, this is abortion and a woman's right to choose, et cetera. We can't possibly regulate. And they ended up allowing for this Philadelphia House of Horrors. We have 30 seconds to close, sir.
Okay.
So your comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. It's a terrible... My wife says that, you know, you could conceivably have nurses going around in their cars and talk about back alley abortions. I mean, this is really bringing it back.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for having this stance. This sounds corny, but Godspeed, John Speed. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate it.
All right. All the best. Bye-bye now.